Last September, Seattle began requiring employers with five or more employees to provide paid sick leave. The requirement was controversial. Some businesses feared it would affect their bottom lines. But a series of reports will gauge the law's impact. The latest installment looks at how employers have dealt with the mandate. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
When Michaela Powers first heard about Seattle's paid sick leave ordinance, her reaction was dread.
It was like, you did what? Oh, no, please, no. Because, you know, every little piece of change like that just adds hours of work.
Powers is executive director and owner of Visiting Angels in Kirkland. The home care agency is a franchise, so owners develop their own policies. The agency provides elderly clients with non-medical services like bathing, light housekeeping, and other personal needs. Powers says she supports the intent behind the ordinance. In fact, she was already providing her employees a similar benefit. For every 1,000 hours they worked, they earned 3 days of time off. They could use those days for vacation or for sick leave. But here's the snag. Powers Agency serves clients on the east side and in North Seattle. So for Powers, the new law meant a record-keeping nightmare.
My issue was, how am I going to track and manage this? And because I was already giving people time off, but not in the fashion that the Seattle law created for me, it was a little bit easier.
Powers took a closer look. She employs 148 employees and realized the impact wouldn't be as huge as she feared. The accrued time she offered is pretty close to the city's new requirements. Powers also figured out her bookkeeping software can help her keep track of hours worked in Seattle. In the end, Powers kept her original paid time off policy for all employees. Those who work in Seattle earn additional paid leave.
After doing it for over a year, it's fine. I mean, we finally figured out how to make it simple for us and workable. And on their paychecks, what we do is we separate it out as well, because we call the east side vacation time. Anything that is earned in Seattle is titled paid time off. So that's how we know the difference.
Powers' experience is not uncommon. In a recent report evaluating Seattle's paid sick leave ordinance, many employers said there was initial confusion. But a few months into the law, most businesses knew whether they were affected and figured out what to do. Jenny Romick is associate professor at the University of Washington School of Social Work. She's been commissioned to evaluate the law's impact for the city of Seattle. For this most recent assessment, Romick and her colleagues interviewed about 24 employers. Romick summed up employers' experience this way.
Change is happening. It's not painless, but it happens, and then people build it into their way of doing business.
Romick says some employers had to create new policies. Others, like Powers, redesigned existing ones. Still, others extended their policies to include more people. That's what Dominic Ingraciai did at his office. Ingraciai manages a different Visiting Angels franchise, this one in West Seattle. He says before the law took effect, only full-time employees got paid sick leave. But under the new ordinance, part-time employees qualified for paid sick leave too. Like the other Visiting Angels franchise, some employees worked in Seattle while some worked beyond the city limits. Ingraciai took a different approach. He made a blanket policy to extend the leave benefit to all of his 24 employees. Ingraciai says it was a fair thing to do.
When we kind of looked at it and averaged it out and said, okay, well, it's worth it to us to invest in these long-term employees, because it's gonna be the people that stick around and work for you.
Ingraciai says initially it took some time before employees realized the new leave policy. After a year, he says, he hasn't seen an increase in people calling in sick.
First, we thought it might be abused a little bit by the employees, but surprisingly enough, we've only paid out about 40 hours total in since it started. Because, you know, it just tells us how honest the employees are that we have.
One concern that many employers expressed was cost. That's the focus of the next evaluation, due out in March. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.